Thousands also turned out in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch yesterday to protest against the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. But the large gatherings have angered some politicians, and the Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters says the flouting of the Alert Level 2 rules at the marches has to be addressed by Cabinet today. He says the breaching of mass gathering and social distancing rules should have resulted in prosecution for the organisers. Mr Peters has already publicised his difference of opinion with his Cabinet colleagues over the speed in which the country is moving alert levels. He told political reporter Joe Moyer that if police aren't going to enforce the rules, then the country should move to alert level one.
The point is, if they condone that and there's no prosecution of the organisers of this event, of these two events, then why are we not at level one?
Because Cabinet's not actually going to review the level two settings for another week. So does that need to happen at Cabinet?
What needs to happen is answers to the questions that I'm putting. Why is this going on against the rules that we've all agreed to?
And who are you going to ask those questions of?
Well, I'm asking of everybody who's listening to this program of yours.
But is that a question for the Prime Minister and for the Minister of Police as well?
It's a question for all of us. We cannot have rules where some people decide that they don't wish to comply and there are no consequences. Either that, or we've got the wrong level of shutdown right now.
And so what does this mean at Cabinet then? Do you have a discussion sooner than was set out by the Prime Minister about whether you loosen restrictions?
I can't say that. The Cabinet agenda would not have envisaged such an event happening the day before Cabinet met. But we've got to go there with an open mind and understand that these matters have to be resolved and that the law must be upheld.
They couldn't preempt that this would happen in terms of the marches, but surely they need to respond to it, don't they?
Exactly.
So you expect it to be a matter of discussion at Cabinet this week then?
Well, it'll be very difficult to imagine it's not a matter of discussion because of what's happened a day before Cabinet.
So is your message when you go and speak with your Cabinet colleagues this week that it needs to change now, or are you accepting of waiting for further health advice from Ashley Bloomfield? Or what are you saying to your ministerial colleagues?
Well, it's not a matter of saying something new. When one looks at the circumstances, we've already had two cycles of 14 days. We will, in fact, be well past 30 days of no community transmission events. But the rules are the rules, and until the decision is made to go to from one level two, to level one, then we expect people to comply with the rules. That's why we have laws in this country. They're not for when people think the law suits them, but when they are governed by, across the country, the same law for everybody.
Do you think it makes a mockery of the government when events like what have happened with the Black Lives Matter marches take place?
No, I don't think that at all. The fact that some people think that they're above the law is not an acceptable circumstance. That's what the real issue is here.
Given the Prime Minister has set out that time frame of June 8 with no later than June 22 to consider moving to alert level 1, do you expect that time frame to come faster given what has happened with these marches?
What has happened today has to be responded to. It's clear as daylight, and it will be.
And that was Winston Peters speaking to our reporter Joe Moyer there.